don't get hype, we stay hype.
You know it, bro.
This is The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Welcome into the hype train. Sean Makes, Kent Smith, John Belmer. I am Brian McDonald. It's time to get you ready for Super Bowl 59 with our prize picks and prop bets this time of the week. Sean, your first prize pick is...
My first prize pick is, I want to start, because normally we get pretty exotic, and I want to
just make it exotic.
No, well, I just want to start with one right down the middle of the fairway. Talking about quarterback, talking about their passing yards. Jalen Hurts, more than 213.5 passing yards. I think that this would go hand-in-hand with maybe.
So is this a pick of they stop Saquon?
I think that's what it is.
Okay, because
you go into the game.
You can't really have both. You couldn't have Saquon have a Saquon game, and I think Hurts go over this number.
Saquon's 112.5. I like the less on that, but I like the more on the pass.
I think I'm Oppo on that one. I think I'm Oppo on that
swear.
One.
Swear.
Like, you look at the... everyone's going to throw out the stat or the Chiefs of how long it's been since they've allowed a 100-yard rusher. It's a long time. I can't
remember. Long time.
Long time.
And
long time.
112.5 is more than 100.
Math checks out. That is true. But you look at what they've done in the playoffs, and neither Mixon or James Cook went over 100, but Mixon was like 4.8 per carry. James Cook was like up over 6 yards per carry.
They stopped getting to 200.
Yeah. Bills have been playing shenanigans with running James Cook all season where they just don't give him the workload. And I think the Texans, you know, they had to pass a little bit at the second half.
Texans won.
So I think for, like, what other team in the league, other than maybe the Ravens, is going to commit to the run more than the Philadelphia Eagles? So unless the Chiefs' run defense gets better on a per-play basis, I think Saquon at least goes over 100. 112, and we'll see.
Exactly. And I think Saquon for longest rush. Let me pull that one up.
Yeah, what would be the number on that?
But
because I would agree with you, he would have the longest rush, but... Yeah. I would figure him having the longest rush would be a minus play, right?
Oh, I just mean the price picks for his longest run. So
sure.
24 yards.
Yeah. That feels
about... Plus a 25-yarder.
Yeah. I think I would take the over on that. So my first one is actually a Saquon-related as well. Not rushing yards, because even though I laid out the case for why I think he goes over, I still have a little bit of fear of the Chiefs' defense. So my Saquon prize pick is actually on his rushing attempts, which I have at 21.5.
I like that.
Yeah, he's averaged 25 attempts over his last 5 games. The only time he went under in the last 5 was the NFC Championship game when they were up, you know, at one point like 55-20, and they just didn't have to run the ball anymore. His other 4 games over the last 5, he had 26, 25, 31, 29 attempts, and he only needs 21.5.
Yeah.
Fire on the higher for that.
No, I like the attempts more than
that. Cam, what do you got for us, sir? Sorry, I went to you right as you took a drink of coffee or water.
That's quite okay. So one of the ones I have, because I think we've already hit on the Hurts one, I have Dallas Goddard. over 52.5 receiving yards.
I think there is some scotch in that cup. It's coming out here with Dallas Goddard.
It was very phonetic the way you pronounced it.
It's tequila.
Sorry, I was laughing over
Goddard yards. You
said? So you went with the yardage over?
Yeah, it's 52.5, and I think over his last 5 games he's averaged about 56. I think that he's going to be a good safety. I have more concern about the Philly receivers against the Chiefs secondary. I don't think that they have somebody that can completely stop Dallas, and I think he's going to be a good safety blanket for Jalen. And 52.5 is not.
No,
that's not a lot of yards.
And Goddard is one of the rare tight ends that is like a legitimate intermediate and deep threat for his team. Where most of the time you're like, you know, in fantasy or whatever, you're like, God, I hope one of his 3 catches just so happens to be in the end zone for a 5-yard.
Yeah, I don't
touchdown.
Like him for my standard league.
Yeah,
but
Goddard as like more, he's a actual receiving like target that they like.
Yeah, and Devontae Smith is still not 100%. So yeah. I think Dallas is going to see a good amount of targets.
Sean, your next one, sir?
The only time Dallas is going to get a lot of targets in the Super Bowl. Hey-o.
They'd have to make one first.
Let's go. Okay, I'm just going to crank up the sicko-ness.
Okay, I should lay this out. Is this the crazy one? Because you told me days ago that you had an off the, I think I used
the word heinous.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you know what? This is.
Are you saving the heinous
this
one?
This is a four pick. I'll just do one of each as we get more, and I'll go more and more heinous. So Patrick Mahomes, 5.5 rushing attempts.
I like that one. That's one I'm playing as well.
Yes.
I also like his yardage one, but...
Yardage, maybe it's just because I got burned in the Texans game, because when he takes kneel downs, he takes like 6 yard kneel downs.
Good attempts. Good point.
Yeah,
that is.
So those count as attempts, but they take off the yardage. So you really need him to go way, or not way over, but 10 yards over his projection in case they win and are kneeling it down. So,
very astute observation, yes. Sean.
So 5.5 rush attempts for Patrick Mahomes. And
I think that swayed me. I think I'll play attempts instead of yards.
And we know, and the actual reasoning, like, we all know that he runs more than in the regular season in big games.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So, that was the first part of
that is the dip your toe in part. That one's for the casuals.
Okay,
he'll
for
get
the casuals.
More and more.
Should I give another one of mine, or are you going to step down? Okay,
yeah,
I'll give another one of mine.
Yeah.
My next one is Hurts, his rushing yard line, which I have at 37.5. He's been over that in three of his last five, and of the two that he missed at his last five, one of them he went only 1 yard under, and the other time was, the Commanders game, where one, he was a little hurt, and two, they're on point up by 25, so they didn't really need to play the game anymore. I think for the same reasons you talked about with Mahomes, like in the biggest games, he's going to run it more. I think Jalen Hurts cruises over 37.5 yards.
I like that, too. Also, to score a rush touchdown.
Yeah,
if they get inside the five.
Like, tush push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel good about that.
I feel good about the anytime touchdown, Cam.
So I'm going to go with one that I haven't gone with all year. I'm going to pick a kicker. I'm going to go.
Oh, you're gimmick infringement.
Yeah, I'm rubbing
Sean's
off
thing.
On you.
Wow.
I'm going to go Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals made.
Okay.
Prior to the Washington game, where obviously he didn't make any field goals because he didn't need to, the previous four or five games, he made 3 in each. So I think there's a very high chance that this man makes at least 2 field goals. Sure.
That is very, very – I'm proud of you.
Sean, I think we're about to have a – I think this is the first time this phrase has ever been uttered, but I think we're about to have a heinous off. Because my next two picks are also very heinous. Heinous off?
Okay, make sure you pronounce that H, okay?
I make sure I got that H in there.
Well, I think I can outdo you, but I'll just pull out enough just to win.
Phrasing.
Of the heinous off. Since you went with the kicker, I'll do my kicker one as well.
Dueling heinous picks.
Yes.
Sean, go.
Jake Elliott plus Harrison Butker more than 120 field goal yards. 120.5 field goal yards.
Ooh.
340 yarders get you there. That's all you need.
That's it. That's all
you
need.
You need 341 yarders.
I guess, to be technical.
Or 430 yarders.
430 yarders also get you
there. Wait, no. You said 120.5?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You need one to be 31 yarders.
431 yarders.
Yeah, yeah. Something about field goal props. I don't know if I can get there. I get the idea, though.
There's going to be one at halftime where it's like a 50-yard.
Yeah. Especially since it's a closed arena.
Yeah,
true,
in a dome.
True.
Two good kickers.
Yeah, that is a good...
pretty good kicker.
Yeah, Newton, like, as far as...
If it was outside, I don't know if I would
take it,
but because it's closed...
I would take it no matter what, because I'm a sicko.
Here's the first of my two heinous picks here. Just absolutely disgusting picks. Give me more... than 7.5 receiving yards for Samaje Perine.
Same.
Oh!
Same.
Yes!
That was going to be the next one.
Yes!
That's going to be the next one.
All right. So, he's been over this in like 14 out of his last 15 games. Like, especially late in games when they're trying to pick up the third down. Samaje leaking out.
To ice the game against the Bills.
They
Samaje
only need
Perine,
one.
17-yard catch.
They only need one. He needs like one catch to get this.
I could not be more proud of my two co-hosts.
Yes!
Kicker one and Samaje Perine.
And I
single
like that.
Single-digit receiving yards for a running back. Like, what are we doing.
I like the Samaje one, too, because it seems like they're going less and less to Pacheco, which leads to
he's been phased out a little bit.
I like Kareem Hunt rushing stuff. I like P. Ryan, obviously, to have 8 receiving yards.
And that leads to my other pick, where I have Pacheco under 22.5 rushing yards. I don't think he's eclipsed 20 in the last like 4 games. Like he's been
phased out.
Yeah, they've gone with Hunt. Some of that I imagine is just injury stuff. Like he missed a lot of time.
Back, yeah.
So yeah, I agree with that. And this is the fourth one. So to recap, the first 3 legs of this heinous
get
lineup.
The H in there. Good job.
Patrick Mahomes, more than 5.5 rushing attempts. Shamaze Perine, more than 7.5 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. Jake Elliott and Harrison Butker to combine for more than 120.5 field goal yards.
And this is the most heinous, the one you're about to say? If it's the same one I have, I'm freaking out.
Matt Araiza and Braden Mann to combine, to combine for more than 1 punt touchback. More than 1/2 of a punt touchback.
So they just had to have 1 touchback? That's
one
it?
Touchback.
That's it?
One punter has to have a touchback in the Super Bowl, and that hits.
That almost feels like a free square. I mean, I guess it's not. I mean, I
also kind of think it's going to be an under game.
Yeah, I do.
Gotta
I do
be a
too.
Lot of punts. Gotta be a lot of punts. I'm in position the entire game.
Yeah.
Because all I need is 1.
I also like the under for the game. I like Eagles win and an under would be my pick.
I've never seen them offer this for any other game other than the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, there's so many.
So
goals
I have
Bowl.
To jump on it.
All right, so I got one more quickly. It's pretty heinous. I wasn't expecting punting props. It's also a disgustingly low receiving yardage total.
Oh God,
it is so low. The name's not obscure, but the receiving total. Projected receiving total is DeAndre Hopkins, first quarter receiving yards, 2.5. He needs 1 catch.
1 catch in the first quarter.
One catch.
I don't like this at all.
One catch. I've actually seen, now, this is what I went with, when I actually got it. I've actually seen it now at 0.5 yard. Not that it really.
That's not good.
Not
by the way. That's not good
that it really
for you.
Matters.
That means they're lowering the projection.
It's 0.5 yard, man. I mean, I look.
That's terrible value. Right?
I think Hopkins probably gets like 2 catches in the entire game. Like that's his upside. I'm thinking, maybe they're on the 4 yard line. It's too far for the little trick play on the 1 yard line. And Hopkins is the red zone guy. Yeah, that's kind of the thought process. But basically, DeAndre Hopkins catch 1 ball in the first quarter.
I also had a first quarter one. It's for the kickers. To combine for more than 0.5 of a field goal made in the first quarter.
Okay, we got one more before we get out?
No.
Okay, that's probably for the best. We're over. On the other side of the break, we'll get to our big questions and maybe some prop bets for the Super Bowl if we have a little time. That'll do it for the hype train. Don't go anywhere. ESPN Radio, 97.5 and 92.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back in. ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. It's the Bullpen. We got a few more segments here, 3 more to go. Quick programming note, we're off the next 2 weeks because of Aggies basketball. We'll be back in March. But right now, in our big question, this might be modified a little bit and include asking the questions on some of these prop bets because they're just fun. Including this one, there's a lot of Donald Trump prop bets. I will keep this very unpolitical, just to have some fun with it. But Donald Trump, what will be higher? Donald Trump's age, which is 78,
okay,
or A.J. Brown's receiving yards?
I think age.
You think age, Cam?
Ooh, 78.
78. It feels
this,
high.
This is just 78 receiving yards.
It feels high for A.J. Brown, but I saw a stat about, what Brown does versus man versus zone, and he's a much better receiver against man, and the Chiefs are top 10 in man usage. So it could lean to being an A.J. Brown game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go higher, but not by much.
Okay.
Maybe like 82.
82? Okay. All right. What will be higher? Trump's weight, which is listed, and I think there's some shenanigans here. And look, I'm not saying I've never fudged my own weight. I'm not saying I respect
careful,
the game.
Careful.
But they're listing Trump's weight at 215. BS. But let's just go with the careful. List. Let's just go with the listed weight,
it's
which
our president you're talking
is
about.
215, which is not 215. But listed weight of 215 for Donald Trump. What will be higher? His weight, 215 again, or Jalen Hurts passing yards?
I mean Hurts. Hurts passing yards.
Hurts passing yards, Cam? Yeah.
If this was his real weight,
careful,
you want to speculate on his real weight quickly, Cam?
There's no way.
Make a line.
Is he?
Create
okay,
the line.
All right. My
there's
line
will, absolutely no two, way.
251 and a half.
Then I will go Trump's weight at 251 and a half.
Would you take the over or the under if I put it?
Trump's weight.
I would bet on Trump's weight over Jalen Hurts passing yards.
I know, but would you say his weight is higher or lower?
Do you think
lower?
The president weighs more than 250
oh, sorry.
Pounds?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
How much of a fat ass do you think Donald Trump is? That's really what
into
I want you to say.
Please.
Say, I am Cameron Smith, and I think Donald Trump is a fat ass.
I am Cameron Smith, and I think Donald Trump is a fat ass.
Hey, whoa. Look. Hey, that's words of Cam Smith. All right. You know, send your hate out to Clutch City Cam on Twitter.
No, don't do that. Nope, don't do that.
Snowflake Cam Smith, yeah. You know.
Nope.
Liberal media over
that's
here.
That's how a real man carries 215.
It's muscle. That's the thing. You know, muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's.
I don't know how much muscle building he's getting on the golf course.
Ever swung a golf club, Cam?
Yeah. I don't think you build muscle with that. I think you.
Not the way you're doing it, apparently. All right.
Well, I don't golf.
My
so
president.
Right.
My president builds muscle. All right. Which. What will be higher, Trump's electoral college votes, which was 312,
okay,
or Mahomes' passing plus rushing yards?
Electoral college votes.
Yeah, college votes.
Yeah, that Eagles defense is no joke.
Yeah, yeah. Get three over, what, three, what'd you say, 320?
312.
312. Yeah, no, that's high. Because you're, what, 250 and
60 I'm expecting
is
about,
what you need?
I'm expecting about 30 to 40 rushing yards, so you'd have to make up. You'd have to be north of 270 in the passing.
And he's not even averaging, what, 230 passing yards this year? Like, no way.
No.
All right, well, let's pivot here. And, Sean, if you have the Taylor Swift ones, bring them up.
I'm looking for them.
Well, let me know if you find them. Let's pivot, though, to the halftime show. Kendrick Lamar's first song, the overwhelming favorite. It's a minus 150 on the board, Not Like Us. This is in the good. You don't think that'll be the first
not
song?
Not first. Nah, I don't think he's.
I mean, the list of the other songs are in here. Sean, you got a lean as to which song he goes with first? Anything else about Drake you think might get?
No, I don't think
there's obviously there's a lot there in the back and forth.
A lot of catalog there. No, probably not Euphoria. I think he goes like with more of a older hit. So I don't like he'll probably go with
Humble.
Like, yeah, Humble.
Humble's 6-1 odds. So if you feel like that's got a chance, it's a pretty good bet.
I have an opinion on this. I think that
that's so formal.
One, I don't think it's gonna be Not Like Us. If anything, I think that's gonna be the last song.
Exactly.
And he plays it three times in a row.
I think he plays Mad City first for the simple fact that one of the opening lines is "Man Down," and I think this could be an indirect shot at Lil Wayne talking trash about him doing the halftime performance and not him and not Lil Wayne.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So, Sean, you back this?
Yeah, I think either of those are good. I mean, it's super hard to pick what is his first song.
It's not going to be. You
not
think
like
Not
us.
Like Us is the closer more than the opener?
I would imagine so. But there might be inside information with how they build these lines because how many 25 to 50 people walking Earth right now already know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Just in rehearsals and things like that.
So getting back to Not Like Us, let's say he does close with it. Because obviously in the Super Bowl set.
more or less 1.5 times he plays it.
No, well, sure. But where I was going with it, like, because in these Super Bowl sets, it's like a, I don't know what the word would be, but they don't play the full song.
They do a lot of medleys.
Yeah, it's a medley. It's like they play half a song, a third a song. Yeah, maybe they just play the chorus of a song.
45 seconds of one song into another.
So with Not Like Us, because obviously some of it is more pointed than others.
I think we only get two verses.
Do you think we get the A minor line?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. That's as long as we get the A minor.
They probably drop, like, I don't know if he says it or if they like drop it out in the crowd. So
yeah,
that might be how.
Yeah,
they
that's probably
it.
How they do. He gets right to the A minor, and they lets
just
the
like
crowd sing
certified
it.
Pedophile. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to say that into a microphone with 100 million people watching.
Yeah,
although he might. He might.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it'd definitely be a heat check. Do you ever find the Taylor Swift props here?
I have a couple.
Hit us with a couple here
to look at. 1 second. Oh, actually, the ones I pulled up are terrible. 1 second. How many times?
Okay, go ahead.
How many times does Taylor Swift get shown total? 6.5.
I think it takes
over.
See, I'm going to take an under because I think she mostly will get shown on like touchdowns or a big Travis Kelce catch.
Yes,
and I think it's an under in an Eagles win. So that's me playing into my own theory of how the game's going to go. So I would take under on 6.5.
So will she be shown after Kelce's first catch?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's 100% minus 175.
Only 175? Feels like that should be higher. I don't know how they
don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Okay.
There is a prop bet on who's shown more often on TV, Donald Trump or Taylor Swift.
Swift.
Yeah, I would take the Swift side of it.
I think Trump like
twice,
one
maybe?
And a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two and
I
a half,
think it's like
maybe.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to show Swift every time Kelce catches it, the Chiefs score, and every time that
or if he scores a touchdown,
every time a call goes against the Chiefs, they're going to get her reaction to it with
oh,
with
her
with
and Donna
mom.
Kelce, yeah, and yeah, all reacting to it.
And then this one might be my favorite: Travis Kelce to propose to Taylor Swift post game. Yes, plus 600. No, minus 1500.
So he's okay. Wow, no is plus 600, so love is dead is what this prop is telling us. Or at least the Vegas odds
no
maker
plus,
is telling
or yes is plus 600.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes is plus 600, so Vegas is telling us love is dead.
No,
he's not going to pull a Carlos Correa.
Overwhelmingly, no.
Love is dead is what Vegas
Hell
is telling
no.
us. He's not going to propose on the field.
That doesn't seem like a Kelce thing to do.
I also think that would be something, if I had a guess, Taylor Swift has told him not to do.
Especially
if they lose.
I'm not going to. Well, no, I think they have to.
Yeah, they would have to win.
You parlay this with Chiefs money line.
You're not. He's not going to. He's not going to go down to one knee while Jalen Hurts is lifting the MVP trophy.
Yeah,
he's just off to the side.
You can't propose to your girlfriend after a loss. Period. You definitely can't propose to the most famous woman alive.
Like
after you lose the Super Bowl.
Like Nick Foles is doing the long Lombardi Trophy walk up through the crowd of players and over off to the side. Travis Kelce's in the end zone on one knee, and no one's looking at him while he's proposing to Taylor Swift. Yeah, it would have to be with the Chiefs win. All right, let's get out of here so we can make sure we have time on the other side of the break for Mount Rushmore plus one. And you're welcome in advance. Best part of your weekend. Mount Rushmore Plus One is next. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, but
one man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Welcome in, Houston, to the best part of your weekend. Welcome in to Mount Rushmore Plus One, the award-winning, groundbreaking, sports radio landscape-changing segment that will someday land the four of us in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Over-under is 26.5 years. I'm taking less. Damn right it'll be less. All right, I'll go ahead and lead off. Johnny, I'll have some audio here to help set me up, but the Astros just released their hashtag, their slogan, for the 2025 season. It is built for this. Go ahead and take a listen to this promo for their new slogan.
Reaching the pinnacle isn't luck. It's persistence through the storm. We know who we are and what we're after.
The world champion.
are built for this.
Oh, yeah!
It sounds like a
handstand, baby.
It sounds like a Super Bowl commercial for a truck.
It sounds like Batman did the voiceover.
I also don't know how Windows have anything to do with built for it. Like, couldn't you have at least made building?
You're trying to shutter the storm. But these windows, they won't stay closed because the storm's blowing through, Cam.
No, but the windows, you want to
windows
close
always
the
open.
You want to close the windows for a
no.
storm. What is this, the three little
The window's
pigs?
Always open because the storm that is the Astros, Hurricane Astro, blowing
what's
strong.
The window?
Window for the title. I can't do
but
the
windows. The window's not going to keep the storm out.
That's right. That's the whole point. That's why they're always going to. Anyway. Okay. Anyway. So my Mount Rushmore plus one is things I'm built for. The Astros are built for
this.
For this, obviously.
Whatever this is.
They're built for, you know, signing Jose Abreu to too much money and overpaying Rafael Montero.
That was a long time.
Was it? I mean, not really. That's what they're built for. These are the five things I'm built for. Number one, eat cheeseburgers. I'm built for that. I can pound a few cheeseburgers.
Respect.
I'm not saying I might do one. I might have one or two later today. Who knows? We'll see how the day goes. I don't know. We'll see how the day goes. I'm just saying, okay. Either way, I can handle it because I'm built for
it. I know.
Save some room for tomorrow.
Make it three's company and go for three.
Nah, that seems excessive. I'm trying to kill myself at 41. All right, number two. Next thing I'm built for. 10 a.m. movies. You guys know this.
Yeah.
The evidence is there. I in our group text, after you guys gave me crap for going to movies, well, Sean was flabbergasted when I had the setup of, I would never go to a movie or want to go to a movie past this time. You thought it was going to like, say, 7 p.m. It was noon.
Which is too early. Yeah, and you said noon.
And I followed that up by yesterday seeing a movie at 10:05 a.m.
Yes, I got a text while I was here at work. In, I don't know, hour one, maybe the start of hour two of Galat and George, saying, just walked out of a movie theater today. I'm
sure.
Yeah,
it was right as Galat and George was starting.
It's crazy.
It's like, I saw a movie today, it's already over.
3 hours of work left, and he's already saw a movie.
Yeah, I'm over here lesson planning, and I get the same text, and I'm just kind of like, what?
Yeah, I'm built for 10 a.m. movies.
100%.
The other thing I'm built for, I think this pairs well with eating burgers, taking the elevator. I am built for taking the elevator.
Yeah.
Now, I have recently actually been taking the stairs more, trying to be health conscious.
Okay.
Probably should eat fewer burgers. Yeah. But I am built, currently constructed, I am built for taking the elevator.
Okay.
Stairs are a young man's game. Sean, I know.
I don't know how
same generation. You, I know you feel it as well. Stairs are a young man's game.
I normally take the stairs, but okay.
All right. Two more things I'm built for. I think this is that I don't have an over-obsession with social media, but I'm built for avoiding spoilers. Like, some people complain, like, oh, man, I can't, you know, I have to try to, like, go out of my way to avoid a spoiler for a movie or a TV show or insert any random thing that we're looking forward to. But I've never had that problem.
It's just...
I'm just built for it. Okay. I'm just built for it. Like, I don't, maybe it's just random, maybe I'm Domino from the Deadpool movie, I'm just lucky. But I've been built for avoiding spoilers. No problem.
I'd say you're built differently than Domino from the Deadpool movie.
Yeah, she's a little more attractive than I am.
She's built there. I wouldn't say she's built for cheeseburgers.
She's not built for cheeseburgers.
Or pizza.
Yeah. I also don't think she's necessarily built for taking the elevator. Like, she could handle it stairs.
Yeah,
it'd be all right for her. Like, yeah, she could handle that just fine. Last thing for, not to brag, built for winning natties in college football 25.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I'm just saying.
I thought you were just going to say built for natty, like natty light. Like, oh, God.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
No, this is more of a not so humble brag, but, you know, I don't know, winning natties with Eastern Michigan, North Texas.
Wait, you won a natty last night?
Shut up, Sean. No, I lost my last one. By multiple. Oh. I won multiple with Eastern Michigan, with North Texas, and with Rice.
So only one of us right now is a reigning, defending national champion.
Actually, I'm reigning defending in another league.
Get
so
out of here. Yeah. Get out of
here. But anyway, those are the five. I could do more things I'm built for, but those are the five top things I am built for. Like, the Astros are built for keeping the window open.
Congrats.
Storm's coming.
The Astros.
Storm's coming, Cam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, is your Mount Rushmore plus one of storms that are coming?
It,
It should be
somewhat in a way. It can get a it can get a storm of brewing inside of me.
Oh,
so I decided to go pet peeves, and this is after going to the grocery store. So I'll lead off with this one: leaving the grocery your cart in the parking lot when the aisle to put the cart is 10 feet away.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's a big
annoyance. Don't be that lazy.
I bump that up to like 30 feet away. Like, yeah, you can just walk it over.
I always walk that cart over.
Yeah. It's crazy to me that
with
don't.
Like the grocery stores I go to, I can't think of one that's where it has the cart returns so far spaced out where there's really ever excuse.
No,
that's crazy.
But I see it at HEB on Buffalo Speedway all the time.
Oh yeah, it drives me crazy. I'm with you.
The next one is having a speakerphone conversation in the elevator.
Yeah,
nobody wants
or the bathroom.
Honestly, anywhere in I get walking down the street. Okay, that's fine. But when you're like in an enclosed environment,
yeah.
Just go somewhere else. Like nobody wants to.
If you're someplace that has a roof, you should be talking.
Yeah, I was gonna say indoors.
Yeah.
And the next one, this will kind of touch on what you did the other day: babies in movies.
Well, I don't take my 3-year-old to movies.
And even so, the worst is when you're watching like a horror movie or a
like Hard Eyes,
a rated R movie.
Strong recommendation.
Excuse me. Hard Eyes. Yes. For example, I might go see that. And there should not be a single baby in that theater. But I feel like every other time I go to the movies, there is a child in there and you can hear them.
You know, I haven't had the problem of going to a movie or very often because I see a lot of horror films. I've never had that I can remember, like a baby that I can hear, at least that I can hear in the theater.
Well, because like 11 is normally around nap time. For babies.
I thought you were going to say they're still at school.
Good point, Sean.
That's a good one.
That too. They're either at school or taking a nap.
But where I do see it is like the latest Batman film, the Robert Pattinson. I mean, that was pretty, I think, intense for like a 5-year-old. Yeah, but
it's also 3 hours long.
It's also 3 hours long. Same thing with like Deadpool movies. I've gone to Deadpool movies and there's like a 6-7-year-old and I'm like, bad parenting.
Yeah. I mean, it's
regardless of the noise, bad parenting. Yeah.
It's mostly
noise. High schoolers at Nosferatu. I was like, guys, this isn't for you.
It's mostly the noise for me because my dad took me to see the original Exorcist when I was like 12. Mm. But like, I wasn't making any noises in the theater. So like, that's
you're
one
too
thing.
Terrified to make
any noise. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
the gag in your mouth.
The next one is when you go to a restaurant and you have a coupon for certain amount off of whatever you're eating, but then the person, instead of tipping on the original amount, which they should,
they tip on
the discounted amount, and it's like, hey, are really screwing over your waiter who is still doing the same amount of work. You need to tip on the original amount, not the discounted amount. Yep. That frustrates the crap out of me.
Okay.
The next one, and I ran into this here. Driving on the freeway and going 50 miles per hour. Take your ass to the feeder road or just take side streets.
Yeah.
I would up it to say driving the speed limit.
Yeah.
I was holding my tongue. You can up it, man.
I didn't want a certified Houston moment of like, if you're not going 70, get them.
Seriously, because I read it somewhere in the past where they said that going slower than the speed limit is more dangerous than speeding.
Obviously, to a certain point.
Yeah.
No. What would be?
Disagree.
Okay, so I think the average as far as the speed limit is 65 mostly.
60 to 65 in Houston.
What would you say the minimum should be for the fast lane?
I'd be 75.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're, I would agree. Like it's 75, but you better not have the. I'm forgetting the term for all of a sudden. The cruise control. Like you can't sit on 75 in cruise control because you don't want to block people that want to go slower. But if you're not at least 10 to 15 miles over in the fast lane, you're also, you might as well be going under at that point. All right, good list, Cam. Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
All right, main event mapes.
Time Matt Rushmore, plus one of every Super Bowl ever. Yes, but I'm only doing a Matt Rushmore plus one. So there's going to be 53 of them. Yeah, including this next one, 54 that are out, already disqualified. You're not one of the best Super Bowls of all time.
The elite or the elite? Okay.
This is the elite of the elite.
And really, are we actually considering all 58 that have happened so far? Because you've seen 28, or you've been alive for 28 of them.
No, I would say...
I'm guessing the five on this list are all post-2000.
Yeah, they are. Starting off, the earliest one on my list.
Okay.
Super Bowl 42, 2007, Giants-Patriots.
The first one.
The
undefeated. Yeah. The Mario Manning. Not with the Mario Manningham catch. That was the David Tyree catch.
Yeah.
Wait, is this like your favorite that you've seen?
We'll get progressively more favorite.
Okay.
Yes. Every year people say that this is the best Super Bowl of all time. Just if the Super Bowl is at all close, they go, is this the best Super Bowl of all time? For every Super Bowl other than the five on this list, they're wrong.
Okay.
Next, all right. 47. 2012, Ravens versus 49ers. Came down to the last drive.
Yeah, that was a great one.
And this was great because it was the last drive that actually didn't involve points. It was a last stop at the end of the game.
Yeah, with Kaepernick.
Wasn't
with
that the
ball,
one where they were having issues
with
the lights in New Orleans?
That power went out. Yeah. Beyonce was the halftime show. It was elite.
It's the last one in New Orleans.
Yeah,
too.
It was. It's been a long time.
43, 2008. Steelers, Cardinals. You had
the James Harrison.
James Harrison. Six. And then there's another play that won the Super
Bowl. Holmes catch.
In every other Super Bowl, the James Harrison play is the defining moment of the Super Bowl. This one had a better one. This one had another one that was even better. Fitzgerald had a big...
People thought the Cardinals were going... I mean, when Fitzgerald had it was like a 75-yard touchdown catch. People thought they were going to win it, and then St. Antonio Holmes completes one of the craziest catches you'll ever see in the back of the end
zone. When people say that this was the best Super Bowl of time, like the 2008 one doesn't even get talked about, and it's one of the greatest games of all time.
It's elite. I would agree.
49, 2014. Patriots Seahawks
didn't give Marshawn Lynch the ball.
Yes, this one's great. Also, great Super. These next two are just partially because of the great Super Bowl parties I was at for these. games.
The snacks you're having influenced the voting.
The vibe in the room, the crew I was with, and last but not least, probably my favorite Super Bowl of all time. 52, 2017, Eagles Patriots. The Eagles Patriots, the Nick Foles Super Bowl.
Was it 38-32 or something like that? It was a high scoring game.
Crazy high scoring game.
Yeah, the Philly play, the trick play to win it. That was great.
Brady threw for 500 yards and lost. And I was in a dorm room that was like 50% Eagles fans too.
Oh, okay. So it was hyped.
So rowdy. It was dangerously rowdy, and we were all too scared to root against the Eagles. So we just
you thought you were going to get shanked.
Yeah, we were just all rooting for the Eagles, and so it's the closest thing I've ever gotten to my team winning the Super Bowl because for 2.5 hours I was rooting for the Eagles.
You're also having to deal with the being like a home field advantage for like watching the game with a bunch of Eagles fans. The stadium? What is in a college football 25 the meter?
The stadium pulse.
The stadium pulse in that
room. The lines were squiggly, and it wasn't just
you couldn't audible. You tried to change to the drag route. The receiver just keeps turning to you and doing this number.
Everything was squiggly, and it's not because I was 21 years old during the Super Bowl.
And maybe having a few things.
The vibes
are good is all I'm saying. All right. You know what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're doing anything illegal. Just the vibes are good. All right.
Nobody does anything illegal here.
I can't co-sign that.
I also cannot. We work with John Belmer. I mean.
Facts.
The odds,
hey, now.
The odds are. I mean, hey, sidebar, John, don't listen. I mean, the chances are John Belmer's done a lot of, illegal things, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
John was talking about putting rats in a cage on somebody's chest and also putting batteries in socks.
For the record, I had the light version of that. You were the one.
John, that was me. John, oh, yeah, that was me.
My bad. This is a sidebar, John. You're not supposed to be listening. He was talking about rat torture. I mean,
He coined the phrase rat torture. Rat torture. I don't think anyone put those two words together until
him. I don't think I can hear you, B-Man.
It's a sidebar. This is amazing.
He turned off your mic.
Damn you, John. My mic's back on. We're going to break. This man talked about rat torture. Anyway, ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5, our final segment of the day, final one for the rest of the month, because, again, programming note, Aggies basketball takes us off the air the next 2 weeks. But when we return, it'll be our first people in sports, our favorite thing in sports, won't involve rat torture. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back in. Final segment today of the Bullpen, ESPN Radio, 97.5, 92.5. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and John Domer with you. Again, last segment of the show, so you know what it's time for. It's time for our worst people in sports mind. It's someone we talked about earlier in the show, but a voter for the MVP and Offensive Player of the Year and all the other AP awards, Jim Miller, for some reason putting Lamar Jackson fourth place on his MVP vote after having him as the AP first team All-Pro and as the Offensive Player of the Year. Same guy who didn't vote for Lamar Jackson All-Pro in 2019 when Lamar was the unanimous MVP of the league. So Jim Miller, I think, needs to perhaps have his vote removed. He is my worst person in sports. Cam?
I decided not to be a negative Nancy, so I don't have one, but I have two quick loves, so I'll do that
one. All right, Sean, that was weird. Go ahead.
All right. My worst person in sports, I don't know if you know what? I'll say it's Nico Harrison for very obviously planting the story and making Ali LaForce of TNT have to give this report in the middle of their game on Thursday.
And Kidd told us just moments ago he believes Anthony Davis does have the shoulders to carry this load. One big concern, though, is just the safety of the players, the front office, going back to Dallas. We hope fans make the wise decision and remember that this is a game and that lives are far more important.
When you make a trade that's so bad that you have to worry about Bane-like activities at your next home game, which, by the way, tips off in 8 minutes. So maybe I look wrong. Maybe Nico Harrison, the Dallas Mavericks, do have to worry about their lives being at stake.
They're talking like a presidential motorcade
like
is coming
shoot
through.
Down the team
Nico,
plane.
He was getting death threats.
Yeah, but everyone gets death threats.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Paul got death threats.
Yeah, exactly. Like wow. To say, let's remember, it's just a game. The lives are at stake. I mean, what are we talking about? Yeah. They're not going to...
Whoever loses the Super Bowl is going to get death threats.
I will say, though, in Nico Harrison's defense, Dallas did kill a president. So I'm just saying, if they're willing to kill a president,
that's
I don't know.
True.
Maybe
that's
Nico
true.
Harrison's got to watch
Maybe
that.
They got soft in last
Maybe they
year.
Got soft. We'll see. Don't go near any grassy knolls, Nico. All right, it's time to go ahead and doggy paddle over to the Sea of Tranquility. No more swimming with the anger sharks. What do we love from sports this week, Sean?
I love this quote from one Jalen Milroe, former Alabama quarterback, now going through the draft process. Jalen Milroe asked if he would change positions in the NFL. Quote, "You don't ask a zebra to be a dog." That's just true.
What does that even mean?
That's true. You don't ask a zebra to be a dog.
That is facts. I've never asked a zebra to be a dog.
You don't do that.
I thought he was going to go with something about, you know, like a zebra can't change his stripes. Nope. I thought we were going that old cliche.
No, he's not a cliche.
He is certainly not. Jalen he caught Milroe. Me off guard with that one. Cam, you have two loves? What are your loves here?
The first one is for Nathaniel Cornelius Robinson, a.k.a. Nate Robinson, for getting his kidney transplant after going through kidney failure the last few years. So good for him. My next one is Snoop Dogg's quote the other day when he said, "I have been a fan of football so long that I can remember when Dallas was good, Kansas City was bad, and Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't alive."
Yeah, that was a pretty good line. Maybe we should have made time for the audio for that one, but that was a very good line. It didn't look like his girlfriend was very happy with that joke, but
it doesn't matter. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Snoop Dogg could get away with saying almost anything. All right, my love for this week is the gift that keeps on giving. There's more video out there, including him, this man driving around as a bicycle taxi for the people trying to get around New Orleans during Super Bowl week. That is, of course, Jameis Winston, a legend of many cities, of Cleveland, of Tampa, of New Orleans, all over the world, Tallahassee, all the global areas. But this audio you're about to hear right now is of Jameis eating a W, going back to his roots in New Orleans. But this time that W is not his hands. It's a beignet.
But when you look at this, oh my God, look at the powder that's coming off that thing. Oh my Lord. Look at the powder. Hey, Jameis, I heard you've been eating a lot of me. Yes, I have, W. Beignet, but I heard it is only one of you. Well, Jameis, please take your time and eat me so you can savor every moment. W. Beignet, I really don't want any heartburn, so I'm just going to make sure that I eat you as fast as I possibly can and drink some water to get rid of all the sugar that you have. Jameis, I am a New Orleans staple. Everyone wakes up to come and eat me. Obviously, no one really comes to eat you. They come to eat beignets because you're the only WBA that I ever made and got.
He sounds like Towley from South Park.
Oh, he does sound like
a little bit.
I was trying to figure out what he sounds like.
Yeah. Jameis Winston is a national treasure.
He's a national.
Look, I would vote him for president.
Given our last couple options, yes, I would. 100%. I would have voted for Jameis as president. Yeah, the video
probably weighs more than 215.
After them beignets, the beignets,
I think he might be north of 250. All right, that'll do it for the bullpen. ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 again. No shows the next 2 weeks. We are off because of Aggies basketball back in March. I almost slipped there. Cam gave me a look, but I didn't. Anyway, we are out. Have a good weekend, Houston.
I am Cameron Smith, and I think Donald Trump is a fat ass.
Hey, whoa.